Marina Whitman next on global corporate responsibility.
You just took away my opening line because I was going to ask how many of you had encountered the term CSR or had any idea what it meant. So how many of you have encountered it before Alan spilled the beans? Okay, so a few. And yeah, you seem familiar with all kinds of things. Without further identification. Well, the whole concept of corporate social responsibility, or CSR, is a relatively new one. I think maybe 15 years ago, the term hadn't been invented yet. And the course I will teach, which at the moment is labeled 750, but Alan tells me the number might change, and it will be in the second half of the winter term, I think on Tuesdays and Thursdays, although I'm not sure that's settled yet. So it's a 7-week course, and we will examine the whole concept of corporate social responsibility, and also the fact that as corporations have gone multinational, the concept of CSR has gone global, where the communities that a company is expected to pay attention to are sort of every country in which they do business, and furthermore, the things they're held responsible for have expanded beyond the legal limits, the legal boundaries of a company, to include their responsibility for the behavior of their suppliers, and in some cases, sometimes they're even held responsible for the behavior of governments. So we'll look at questions of, is this a good idea or a bad idea? Is it motivated by simply a good heart or by a desire for strategic advantage or whatever? The course itself is usually sort of seminar-sized. I ask the students to do three things. One each week to do a short sort of praise-see or think piece on the readings for that week and the questions that's raised in their mind. Secondly, during the course, to do either alone or with one other person, depending on the size of the class, a case study in some aspect of corporate social responsibility. And then, of course, class participation.